Okay, let's have a redo over here on Hey Yom Tov. Let's try it one more time. So Gemara is learning that what? That the machlokas of Rav Yosef and Abaye, whether you have to be chokek, dal tfachim or dal ramos, is a question of what? Of the minimum shear of a mavoi. Correct? The minimum shear of a mavoi. That the Gemara considers to be true. That the Gemara considers to be... It's interesting. I mean, Rashi, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara never explicitly says what they're arguing about. Right? But Rashi says that's what they're arguing about. So what's that machlokas? We never really attempted that machlokas. What is that machlokas? Dalat tfachim or dalat amos? I mean, how would you define that machlokas? Obviously, any definition is going to be very basic at this point. But what would you say? I mean, you have to draw on some knowledge. You have to draw on knowledge that you should have already. But how would you define this machlokas? Is a mavoi dalat tfachim or dalat amos? Yeah.
You say, is the korah qualifying a makom, in which case it has to be arba amos, or do you need a korah over a makom?
Okay, I hear where you're going, but maybe I'm wrong. I was just thinking, forget about korah. Let's just talk about mavoi. Is there a question of mavoi? Can we talk about it just as a mavoi, dalat amos or dalat tfachim? So what is a mavoi? What is a mavoi, practically speaking? What? No, it's more. You have to answer. You have to have what he's saying. It needs chateros opening into it. But what is it? So it's what is it? It's an access. It's an access from. Let's just describe it again. Now what? People live on in their batim. The batim surround the chater, right? And they get out of the chater. They go from their house to the chater. And then through the mavoi to the Rosh Hashanah, right? Through the mavoi to the Rosh Hashanah. So what's the machlokas about the shear of the mavoi? How would you define that machlokas? Well, why would you say it's tashrus of echad? Isn't that a strange thing to say? So I would say like this. I'll just try something out for how far we can go with it. Truth of the matter is, I don't think this machlokas does not really have that much universal application. but the question is like this. Any question is like this. What is the tashmish? Oh no. What? Let's just start slowly. So what's the difference between dalet tfachim and dalet amos? So dalet tfachim we are familiar with. What's dalat tfachim? Minimum shear of a makom. Right? The minimum shear of a makom. Any makom less than dalat tfachim is bottle. It's a makom patur. So that would mean like this, that what makes this a mavoi? The definition of the tashmish of a mavoi is as a pathway from the chotzer to the rishus harabim. That's the definition of mavoi. What is the definition of mavoi? A makom that serves as a thoroughfare between the chotzer and the rishus harabim. Meaning to say that all of its definitions of tashmish are defined by its function through it. It's nothing more than a pathway. Okay, so then all it needs, in other words, its quality is as a pathway. The only thing is, in order to have a shame of makom, it has to be dalat tfachim, right? But if you say Dalet Amos, that would seem that you hold there's a tashmish of Mavoi per se. Notice, what I'm trying to say is like this, that a Mavoi is a certain kind of a Makom. There's no question about it. A certain kind of a Makom. Right? Question is, where does the quality of its kind come from? If the quality of its kind comes from outside of it, the fact that it's between a chotzer and a rishus harabim, then it doesn't have to express it through. Then it doesn't have to express any special quality inside. It just has to be capable of having of being defined. It just has to have the minimal shir makom. So as long as it's dalet tfachim, has the shir makom. And its quality is defined by the chatzir, by its position between the chatzir and the shuzarab. But if you say it itself is a special kind of, it itself has its own tashmish, then you can say that it has a minimal shear of that special tashmish. Then you can say that with less than dalet amos, it's not roy for its tashmish. If it's tashmish is just to get through, then it's roy. Then it's roy. Just then it has it just from the fact of its position. The only thing it needs is a shem makom. But if they dalet amos, it would seem that you hold as its own separate tashmish, and that can't be expressed less than dalet amos. That's part of its own quality. It's not getting a quality from its position. It's getting quality from its own thing. Yeah, base. In other words, does the quality of Mavoi come from its space or from its position? If it comes from its position, then all it needs to do is to have the shear of a makom to be toe-faced the quality. Because the quality can't exist in a non-makom. You hear what I'm saying, Sam? But if you say the quality comes from its own space, then it's shayach to say there's a minimal shear of that space, above the minimal shear of makom per se. The Dalet Amos is only in the depth, not in the width. The width is a different story.
If you have a Mavoi that's not.
It's an interesting thing to see later on. The Rashba says in the end of this daf, he says that Lamaisa, he infers from the Gemara that Lamaisa, the standard Mavoi, was Dalet Amos. Says. Even if you hold that the minimal shear is dal tfachim, everybody's moda that the norm, the standard normal size was dalet amos. It would mean that they use it like to keep things there, like it, you know, has somewhat of a use of like its own tashmish. They don't just go through it. They stop there, they play there, whatever they do there. All right. Okay, so the Gemara says that this machlokus of the minimal shear of mavoi is going to cause you to have a machlokus in this din of Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Ami, right? What's the din of Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Ami? They say like this: if you have a mavoi with a pirza in it. I mean, it's very important that it's a mavoi shenifratz mitzido, right? It means it's very important that something happened. We'll see later, right? It's very important to Rashi, especially, that something happened to this mavoi. Okay? So what happened to the mavoi? It got a hole in the wall. Alright? And the Gemara says, if there remains a pas dalid, then it's good, even if the piritza is 10 amos long. Okay, now Rashi says like this. Rashi says what? Rashi takes the lashon out of its plain mashmos. He says, "Im nishtayer min hakosel, oh, also pastal at mokom hapiritza." Rashi learns two cases: either the pastalid remains, either dalet tfachim remained intact, never got knocked down. Or dalet tfachim did get knocked down, or there's, or did get down knocked down more than and there doesn't remain Dal Tefachim, but you repaired it. Right? Either case. So then, it's good. It's good. Why? The way Rashi expresses this whole sugya is a little bit complicated. Right? As he put it, he says like this. He says like this, Matir Pirzo. Why is it Matir Pirzo? Even though there's another Pirzo Ad Eser, so who cares? What do we care about that other Pirzo? Why is that Pirzo a problem? Why is that Pirzo a problem? So what's the issue over here? According to Rashi, what's the issue? What's the whole focus of Rashi? Is whether you're going to say the Torah's Pesach is bottle from the original Pesach. I mean, that's Rashi's whole focus. Everything is revolving around that question. That you had a good Pesach, you had a good Mavoi, and the Mavoi has a Pesach, right? This is the Pesach into Rosh Hashanah that we're talking about, not the Pesach into a Chatzir. And the Mavoi has a good Pesach into Rosh Hashanah, and therefore a good Pesach is a makom of a mechitza, of a korah, so it has a Pesach and a korah, and now the danger is what? The danger is that the Pirtza is going to do what? It's going to be Mevatel the Shem Pesach. That's the whole question, right? According to Rashi, that's the whole focus. Will that Pirtza be Mevatel the Shem Pesach Mikamoy? Okay? Yeah. So why would it? Why would it? Why would it? Let's see. So he says like this. Doesn't answer that question right away. He just says why it's not, right? He says even though you have a big pirzo of ten amos long, it's not lo botale toras pesach mikamoy ube milsekoy. The pesach is still intact. Nothing changed. Vikoroso matiroso, and its kora is matir. Why? Because kaven diyesh hechsher orach mavoi min hakora ad hapirtza. Right, since you have hechsher orach mavoi, now he's trying to explain how the machlokas of hechsher orach mavoi plays into this question of Pesach. Right, so he says, since you have hechsher orach mavoi from the kora ad hapirtza, that Pesach is still intact. And now it's a good kora. And it'll be a good kora for the entire length of the mavoi, because the pesach is not going to be mafsik. Pesach is not going to break up the mavoi into two things, right? Even if people stop using the big pesach, it doesn't matter. Lo botlo toras pesach v'kora. Keep coming back to that. Min arishon. Why? Because to have a pesach l'dalid asmuchen lo. That's the key, right? That's the key in Rashi. This is where Rashi, in his own way, really sums up his entire sheet over here. Why that lo botla toras pesach v'kora min arishon? Why mishum davi pesach ledalid hasmuchin lo? Who cares the pesach v'dalid hasmuchin lo? Hoil v'dalid orach ruuyin lekora the yesh bohen hechsher mavoi. Gets complicated in the end, right? Gets complicated in the end. Since 4 is the length that's roi for a kora, because it has in it the hechsher mavoi. Yeah. So how's Rashi learning over here? So what's he learning from hechsher mavoi? Yeah, what were we saying yesterday? What's he learning from hechsher mavoi? Because Rashi's own whole question is, does the original Pesach remain intact? Now, according to Rashi, what is a Pesach? According to Rashi, what do you need to know if you have a good Pesach? What do you need to know? If you have a good Pesach, what do you need? You need a good makom that it opens into. Can't talk about a Pesach without discussing the area that it's functioning for. That's Rashi Shita over here. Okay? That the area that it's functioning for is part of the shame of the Pesach itself. And what is a good Pesach for a Korah? That's the minimal shear of a Mavoi itself. You could derive from the minimal shear of Mavoi itself. Was Rashi's learning an interesting pshat. Now, why is a Mavoi that's too small no good? Because it doesn't have a proper Pesach. Interesting Rashi. Is that an overstatement? He seems to be learning that way. That the Korah goes on the Pesach. That's the way Rashi's learning. The Korah is a feature of Pesach. And the shear of the Orach Dalet and the Orach Dalet Amos or Dalet Tfachim is really a shear in what it really comes back to a question of what of the Pesach. Do you have a Pesach of a Mokom? Do you have the Pesach? Do you have the proper Pesach over here? The Korah goes on the Pesach. So he's learning like this. He's learning that you have to maintain the original Shem Pesach of this Mavoi. Okay? So in order to do that, it has to be a Mavoi that open. It has to be a Pesach that opens up into the proper Shir Makom. You can't count the Pirtza as the Shir Makom of this Pesach, because that's his own Pesach. Right? That's not the makom of the Pesach. That's an alternate Pesach, right? Ben Sion. So you need, in order to maintain the Nilseka, in order to maintain this Pesach, it has to have the minimal shear of makom for Pesach. That's what he's saying. Korah is as low butler, but ultimately the problem is the Korah, right? Because the Korah has to go on the Pesach. So that's why he keeps putting it into two steps. Afilu hachi, even if people stop using it, you're not going to be mevatel the Pesach, the Korah min harishon. Why? Because it's a Pesach for dalet hasmuchin lo. That's the definition of this Pesach. What kind of a Pesach is this? It's a Pesach l'dalet. That's the way Rashi's learning. It's a different kind of a Pesach. It's a Pesach l'dalet. The door in a closet is a different kind of a door than a door that opens up into a ballroom. It's a different kind of an entrance. Different kind of an entrance. Different kind of a Pesach. Yeah, absolutely. But the Pesach is a feature of the room. Okay? The Pesach is a feature of a room. Okay? So the Korah goes on a certain kind of a Pesach. Of course, ultimately it's going to stem from the nature of the room. But you don't say all doors are equal. Right? I mean, it's an interesting idea. You don't say every door is the same. And then it's just a question of what room you're going into. That's the way Rashi seems to be saying. He's saying that it's a Pesach, it's an entrance to this or an entrance to that. There's a certain kind of a Pesach. Because once you say there's a minimal shear of Mavoi, and the Korah goes on the Pesach, so that really is coming down to defining a type of a Pesach that's Roy for a Korah. What kind of a Pesach is Roy for a Korah? What type of an entrance, an entryway of? That was interesting. Huh? Because you're going into different things. So it's an entry of the room. It's an entry of the room. Right?
So it doesn't matter what's on the side. You're entering whatever you want on the side. Either way.
I know, but I'm saying that Rashi's saying, I think what Rashi's saying is incontrovertible. Right? An entry is a feature of a room. So obviously, different rooms have different types of entries. You don't say, well, I'm passing the threshold in every case. So that's exactly the same. Now it's just a question of what do I get into when I cross the threshold? You don't say every door is the same, it's the rooms that are different. Maybe you could argue the point.
That's what I was doing.
That's what you would say. But apparently Rashi holds that halachically, the korah goes on the Pesach, so the Pesachim have to be differentiated. Okay, so this is like this. It's a Pesach l'dal asmuchim lo. Now this is a little bit hard to read, all right? Hoil udalid orech ru'uyin lekora. In other words, what's that hoil? That hoil is hard to read. Unless it's going back to the afilu achilo bot latoras pesach v'kora min harishon, right? The pesach and kora are not bot. Now he's taking each one. Because since it's a Pesach, the Dal is a smooth and low, because it's a Pesach for the Dal is smooth and low, and that is the minimal shear of a that's Roy Lakora. So, therefore you have a Heksher Mavoy. How do you have a Heksher Mavoy? By having a Pesach that's Roy for Kora. What's a Pesach that's Roy for Kora? A Pesach that functions for a certain type of a Magom. Right? So according to what we're saying, it's saying like this, that what would Rashi say if you had a small mavoi and you had a korah on top of the pesach of the small mavoi? What would be the psul? What would be the psul? Just wondering, this makes let's say you hold dalet amos as the minimal shear of a mavoi. So you had a mavoi that's 3 amos deep. And you have a korah on top of that pesach. What's the psul? It's not over a pesach. It's not over the right kind of a pesach. No, as you can say it like this, you say no. It's over a pesach. There's no difference between the korah over this pesach and the korah over any other pesach. So you can't tell me it's not over. It's not over a pesach. The only thing is a korah over a pesach doesn't work on this structure. Or do you say, no, it's not on the right Pesach. It's not on the right kind of Pesach. That's right. It's not on Pesach HaMavoy. It's not on the right kind of a Pesach. It's not on the right kind of a Pesach. Because it's only a matir on a Pesach that functions for Dalet Amos. Now it's like this. But if it's less than Dalet Tfachim, so then it depends. If the pirtza is, if there's no lavud, so you have a pirtza of 3 tefachim, so then it's not going to be matir. Why? But it's not so simple why it's not matir now. It's not automatically not matir. It's only not matir because we say on Yudamad Beis, the Gemara says, people will take the smaller entrance to save time. Okay? So they're gonna remove the shame Pesach from the original one. Okay, now what's this tally on? But if people would use the original Pesach, then it wouldn't be Mavatl Shem Pesach. Right, so again, Rashi is totally focused on the Shem Pesach. So how would it not remove the Shem Pesach? It's only as a Pas Gimel. Doesn't have the Shiur Aruch Mavoi. Right? Doesn't have the Shiur Aruch Mavoi. So how would it not remove the Shem Pesach? That's what the Ritva says. So the Ritva says Rashi also need Tarti Ligriusa. Right? It has to be that it's not structurally the Pesach, and it's not functionally the Pesach. Because over here, it's not structurally the Pesach. Rashi says it's only possible because it won't be functionally the Pesach. So now we're saying like this, that if everybody only uses the big Pesach, right, then it will still be the Pesach of the entire Mavoi. The only reason you need the Dalid is because you have to, because there was a change of usage and people abandoned the original Pesach. So you can't call it the original, you can't call it the Pesach HaMavoi based on the Tashmish of the B'nai Mavoi anymore. Now it has to be the Pesach HaMavoi on its own. You understand? Now the Pirtza itself, a Pirtza doesn't intrinsically break up the Mavoi because the Pirtza is just as a Shem Pesach. right? The fact that there's a pirtz of three doesn't sever the rosh ha-mavoi from the back of the mavoi, because a mavoi can tolerate pirtzos up to 10 amos. The only problem is, the only issue though is, will the head of the mavoi still be considered the pesach of this mavoi? Okay, so he's saying like this: if everybody starts walking through the small hole, right, then functionally nobody's relating to the original pesach anymore as the pesach ha-mavoi. So now, unless it on its own structure has the shame pesach, it will cease to be a pesach. That's the Gemara says on Yudah and Beis. It'll be mevatel the shame pesach. Right? Isn't the Gemara use that lashon? Rashi here use that lashon. No. Botel le pislo kama. U botel kara di day. Vein kara the mavoi zeh. Right? Because the original pesach. No, it's the pesach. There's nothing intrinsically impossible from the original pesach to relate to the mavoi past the pirtza. That's not a problem. As long as it has a shame pesach. Right, there's nothing impossible for the mavoi to jump that for the original pesach to be toe-face the entire mavoi. The only thing is though, that's only if it's going to when it doesn't have its own shame pesach. It's only going to be a functionally. It still is mitzuraf to the original, to the whole mavoi. But if people stop using it, then it doesn't have its own structure, and it doesn't have the the de facto Shein Pesach of the Tashmish. Okay. But this whole way of learning is different than the Rashba, I think. Okay, if you just take a look at the Rashba doesn't focus on Pesach. Did you notice that? The Rashba doesn't have this preoccupation with Pesach the way that Rashi does. What's the Rashba's focus? What's the Rashba's issue? Yeah. In which case? The Pirta does nothing more for Rashi other than change the Tashmish of the Mavoi from using the original Pesach to using the side as a Pesach. And to remove the Shame Tashmish of the original Pesach. Now that's only going to matter if the Shame Tashmish is the only thing that's giving it the Shame Pesach of the Mavoi. But if it has a Shame Pesach of the Mavoi without the Tashmish, then it's the Milsekai. To the portion of the mavoi beyond the pirtza.
What about the portion in front of the pirtza?
So that doesn't matter. That the pirtza doesn't. The pirtza.
Why can't it be mitzaref?
No, it is. It is always mitzaref. It is always mitzaref. The pesach is always mitzaref to the portion. When you say in front, you mean towards the rishus harab.
Yeah.
Right. It always is mitzaref to the makom towards the rishus harab. The other thing is, if that makom doesn't have its own shear of mavoi, then it can't generate its own Shame Pesach. And the only way you can get the Shame Pesach is by saying it's relating to everything beyond the Pirtza. But if the Tashmish is such that nobody uses it anymore, then you can't say that.
What about the space by the Pirtza itself? Let's say there's a Pasukim on
it. Right. You don't count the space of the Pirtza, because that's another Pesach. That's not the Tashmish of the Mavoi. That's a Pesach. The Pesach has to relate to a Mokom, not to another Pesach. Look at the picture over here, right? So the Korah is the original entrance, and where it says Pas, that's right over that Pirtza, right? So that original Pesach only relates to the first line that drops down from it on the right hand side. That's the Makom that this entryway relates to. But the opening is not a makom that this entryway relates to. The opening is another entryway.
And that whole strip of land that's opposite the pirtza also?
Yeah, that's not. That's all considered part of the entry of the people who are beyond the pirtza. That's not a makom anymore. That's not a makom of mavoi anymore. That's now just considered the entrance out of the mavoi. To them, that's the entrance out of the mavoi. If it had a tzuris of Pesach, that might be different. If it had a tzuris of Pesach, that might be different. It doesn't have a tzuris of Pesach, it's an opening. An opening has to be to a makom, not to another opening. Okay? And what's the Rashba's focus? What's the Rashba's focus? The Rashba seems to be focused on whether the wall itself has the Shir Mavoi. He never talks about the Pesach, does he? Except for the very end, right? What does he say again? His question is, the Rashba's issue is that what is to make this Mavoi into one long Mavoi. How do you make the Rashba's issue, what the Rashba is saying the Gemara is dealing with is one question. How do I maintain these two parts as one? Because I now have a Mavoi that was split. How do I make it into one Mavoi? How do I make this not the end of the Mavoi, but a Pesach within the Mavoi? How do I do that? Logically? How? If I have another unit of Mavoi beyond it. In other words, what's the difference between a Pirtza and a Pesach? Why is it that if the Mavoi beyond it is Dalet Tfachim, then it gets the shame of a Pesach? Right? But if not, it gets the shame of a Pirtza. Why? Huh?
What gets the shame?
That opening. It's considered to be the end of the Mavoi.
That works really well for the Stilla right?
Right.
You don't need the quality of an entire Mavoi.
That's right. He says what? Yeah. Where is this spot? Where is the Rashba? Rav Yosef Afugi Mitoras Lechi? No, hold on, I'm sorry. First, here we go. Right. He says, Dilakulia Makol Shanishar Bimokom Kora Kishir Mavoi Rowan Es Hamavoi Kulo Ke'echad Va'Pirtza Ke'Pesach Sheva Mavoi. Now, the challenge, according to the Rashba, is to turn that space into just a Pesach within one long continuous Mavoi. Now that space in the picture has the possibility of either ending the Mavoi there or making it just consider the Pesach within the Mavoi. Right? Now what's going to determine whether that's a Pesach or the end of the Mavoi? What's going to determine if that's a Pesach or the end of the Mavoi? Whether there's more Mavoi beyond it.
Which side is beyond it?
Towards the Korah? Towards the Korah. What's the definition of a Pesach? Isn't the definition of a Pesach a space within the Mavoi? That's the definition of Pesach. He's saying Pesach means Mavoi on both sides. That's what a Pesach is. Right? To be a Pesach in the wall, it means that it's between two entities of Mavoi. So he's saying that's what the Gemara is saying. As long as you have the shear of a unit, even according to the Rashba, you have to extrapolate from the minimal shear. That it's interesting that there are units of independent minimal units of a shear Mavoi. So if you have a Mavoi with a space in it, in order to consider now the space beyond that space of Pesach, it has to have more Mavoi beyond it. Otherwise, it's just the end of this Mavoi. Now, if it has more Mavoi beyond it, of course, it can't go beyond 10 Amos. Then that's there's no such thing as a Pesach like that. But a Pesach simply means space within the wall of a Mavoi. So the only question is the shear of the wall beyond this Pirtza also have the shame of Mavoi? So that depends on whether it conforms to the minimal dimensions of Mavoi. But that's what he's saying. He's saying everybody agrees once you make that. See, his original question was that you're just treating that as his own little Mavoi. But now he's saying, no, that's not true. Because once you make that wall a Mavoi, now the space is between two Mavois, is between a Mavoi, is between two walls of a Mavoi. Now the space can become the Hezeshem of a Pesach. Because it will be a space between two entities of Mavoi. It will be a Tziruf. The space will now be a Mitzarif of those two entities of Mavoi. Right? But he's not looking at the Pesach at all. He's not, his focus, I just want to show you that the way that they're analyzing it is completely differently. Rashi's concern is the Pesach. The Rashba's only concern is the wall itself another Shir Mavoi? For itself. For itself. The Rashba only wants to know, now there's a benefit to the Rashba's way of learning. Because the Rashba wants to know, is this all one long Mavoi? Right? Once you say yes, then the Korah will automatically be Matir. According to Rashi, it becomes a funny way of looking at it. It's sort of like that original Pesach is really like a Pesach just to its own little area, because nobody uses it anymore. But now it still is going to be kosher. Still relates back to the doesn't stop it from relating back to the way it used to. But it could be the question we were discussing before, that Rashi holds the Korah is on the Pesach and all the psulim are, it has to be a psul in the Shem Pesach itself, and the Rashba learns the Korah is really on the Mavoi itself. So all the analysis is in terms of Mavoi. So do you analyze in terms of Pesach or do you analyze in terms of Mavoi? Okay. But let's take one last. But now in terms of Rashi, how is Rashi learning the answer? How does Rashi learn the answer? Rashi says a strange thing in the answer. I made a mistake yesterday when I said about Tosis. We'll get to that hopefully then. According to the Rashi, what's the Gemara's answer? Abaye's answer is no. There's a difference between just being the extension of the original, the extension of the Mavoi, and making the Mavoi itself. That all you need is this area to have Dalet. Even if you hold that the Shir Oroch Mavoi is Dalet Amos, but in order to be Mitzuref and to continue, it doesn't need its own independent Shir Mavoi. It just has to have the Tashmish of a Mavoi. It just has to have the Shir Makom, and it'll retain its original. He doesn't really explain the Maskana at all. No? Yeah. The question is, let's ask Rashi. According to Rashi, so knows in Rashi's answer, is he still persisting with his position of the Pesach? Seems to me that he gives that up in the answer. Seems to me in the answer he's reverting. He's saying now it's just a question of the Shir Mavoi. And he's saying, no, your question was based on Pesach. Your question was based on your question was in terms of Pesach. And in terms of Pesach, he'd be right. Right? If you analyze it in terms of Pesach, so then you're going to need a Knesa that's Roy for Mavoi. That's Roy for Korah. Basically, that's not what Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi are saying at all, according to Abaye. It's a different question totally. They're saying that a Mavoi that was kosher, right? That's what Rashi says. It was kosher. The Irabo Psul. What does he mean, Irabo Psul? That's like his second case in the beginning. Not that it was Nishtayer Dalid, but it was actually totally gone. And now it was repaired with the Pas Dalid. Right? That once the Mavoi had a Hechsher, and Shekvar Hoya Mavoi, the Yerbo Psul, Hochanami de la Mahade le Shavi Mavoi Sagi Bidal Tacham. It's a strange sheet of going to Rashi. He's saying like this, that once it had a Heksha Mavoi, once it was a Mavoi, so now it sort of has its footprint of Dalet Amos, in some sense. In some sense, the fact that it was a Mavoi and became Pusul has a latent existence over here. It's not considered starting from scratch. When you repairing is a different thing than building. In order to repair, you just have to give its latent shame a makom of expression. That was in terms of creating the quality of Mavoi from scratch, you'd need to have Dalet Amos. Right? But once you had the Mavoi and there's a psul, now all it needs is any shame makom to express its original quality. Right? And that will make it all into one. It'll return the whole thing into one big mavoi. It's a strange idea. See, Tosus disagrees. Tosus says, "Pirish kaven shelo nifsala." It never became pasul. See, he's exactly against Rashi. Rashi says it was a mavoi v'irbo psul. Tosus, no, it never became pasul. Shenishtayer sham pasdalad. It never lost the original pasdalad. That's why it's good. Because once the makom gets the quality, it'll always have the quality until the substratum of that quality is gone. Until the minimal shear of that, like we had by the Shivrei Kalim. Once the pottery gets the shame kli, even the Shivrei Kalim have the shame kli. Until they reduce to the point where they can't function in any way. Right? But he says, Chilas Mavoi means where there was nothing left at all. You have to rebuild it. So he's a machlokas Rashi and Tosus. If the Mavoi lost the entire wall, or at least it lost, let's say, 10 tfachim from the Korah back, will a pas dalet help? According to Rashi, pas dalet will be good. According to Tosus, pas dalet won't help anymore. That's an interesting question. But it seems to me both the Rashi is now saying that according to that the Abaye's teretz is that it's bringing, according to Rashi, there's an idea of a mavoi that's pasul, that still has an existence, that you can reinstate the original mavoi. It's an interesting idea. Rashi seems to, I mean, the Ritva seems to stress that too, the way he says, he always goes, it's going to go back to its original state, keeps going back to its original state. And so too with the, that's why the original Pesach is good, even though it's not being used anymore, because it still is the Pesach HaRishon. This Mavoi, from the inception, this was its Pesach. As long as it still has a Shem Pesach, it's still defined as the Pesach of this Mavoi. It's an interesting thing. It seems to me that Rashi holds, how does it go back? It's Pasul. It's Pasul. What do you mean it goes back? It's Pasul. It's like, isn't that a question of, it's like Dechia. Dechia. Yesh dechia eitel mavoi, or ain't dechia eitel mavoi. Go ahead. Right. Because Rashi's still learning that Rashi's learning the maskana, that in order to make this the Pesach of the mavoi, you just need to reinstate the old entity of mavoi that it originally related to. All you need to, since it was kosher, you have to just bring back its original entity. Because the first way of learning it is that the psul is like a restart. So now this has to have its own. This has to have its own shame. In order to retain it, it has to be on its own.
Right. So you don't need to say that little part has a shame of it.
It is interesting though. Isn't that a bit of a contradiction? I just noticed it. Well, Rashi says it's bemilsei kai. It's bemilsei kai. Why is it bemilsei kai if it lost the pas and then you put it back? If it lost everything and you put up a new pas, why is that called the milsei kai? So even here he's going back to reinstating the shame pesach. This way he's just over here he's saying it's not a question of the pesach; it's a question of the mavoi itself. That gets away from the whole question of pesach. Question of, can I just recreate the entire mavoi? Once I recreate the entire mavoi, then the mele, the pesach, relates to the entire thing. If it's still the same mavoi, then there's no question. Over there, he's saying the mavoi is different, but can I reinstate the shame pesach of this head? If I can, then it will still be the milsei kai.
After you fix it, now it's still, because you reinstated it, now it's
right. But Rashi seems to be holding that a mavoi is a chefza, that it can be considered existent, that it can still be considered. Existing and non-existing. It has to be like it's a real chefza. And it could be, okay, I have my mavoi, but it's in a state of psul now. I have my mavoi in a state of psul. I can reinstate my original mavoi though. Right? It's like the philosophers say, existence is an accident. It's my mavoi. Just accidentally, it's not existing right now. Simply reinstating it. Yeah. The only way I can understand Rashi though is to say like this. I have to posit one thing, that he's talking about a mavoi that had a tikkun initially. And he holds that the tikkun hamavoi is koveya the chefza as an entity. And I can go back l'tikuno, not just back as a tzura of mavoi. It doesn't make any sense to say just a stam a tzura of mavoi has any halachic significance beyond its... you can say that there was a tikkun here, and you can go back l'hechshero. But to go back just to a configuration, that seems difficult. I'm just saying it was. I can understand Rashi if you learn he's talking about a mavoi that had a tikkun already, a mavoi with a korah. Because then I can say that maisa has halachic significance, and that's koveya this chefza. Now I can talk about it as a halachic entity, and I can say I'm returning this building area to its halachic state that it had. But if something was in one configuration and it goes to another configuration, that's just a different configuration. There's no primary idea that I can say I'm returning it to. It's just different. But I could say there's a hierarchy. There's a mavoi b'tikuno and a mavoi shelo b'tikuno. And I could say I can reinstate its status of tikuno. I have to think about it. I'm just saying. There's something that would seem to me to work with more in that way to look at it. And if something was round and you made it flat, it's okay, so now it's flat. So you go back to it and say, now, you don't say it's reinstating, it's... you're saying, is this change? It's just morphing. Why? Reinstating implies like a primary thing and a distortion. That I can understand in terms of halacha. If it had the korah on it, so then it was bitikuno. This alleyway, this derech from the chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim had now an existence of tikkun. Now it's just out of that. That's like an aberration. But if it just had one form and then they redid it and it has another form, that's just changing. It's not returning, it's changing. Not every turn back is a return, just a further change.